This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Rebecca Cook invited Chippewa Valley residents to visit her new Eau Claire campaign office in her bid for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District over the weekend. Cook won the Democratic nomination for the seat in the 2024 election, but fell short in the general election against incumbent Congressman Derek Van Orden. In a significantly different political environment this time around, Cook says she's feeling more support throughout the district, especially in the agricultural community.
I think that there's a lot of people, especially in our agricultural communities, that, I think because of what's happened with some of the reciprocal tariffs and because of the lack of a passage of the Farm Bill, I think there's a lot of folks in rural communities who are more interested in my campaign maybe than before.
Sunday's event also acted as a canvassing launch for volunteers in support of Judge Chris Taylor's campaign for Wisconsin Supreme Court. Judge Taylor will face off with Judge Maria Lazar for the seat in the April 7th election. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have approved a contract for a road resurfacing project in Chippewa County next month. According to a press release, Monarch Paving Company of Amory will receive nearly $2.7 million for the project on Wisconsin 124. Construction is scheduled to begin on April 13th, covering Wisconsin 124 from the Duncan Creek Bridge in Chippewa Falls to County Highway S in the town of Eagle Point. DOT officials will hold an informational meeting on the project at the Chippewa Falls City Hall on Thursday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Following a couple weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations in the Chippewa Valley, potholes are beginning to pop up throughout the region. With temperatures around 70 degrees just days after a late winter snowstorm, water is seeping into cracks in the roads and creating potholes when it freezes and thaws back out. The City of Eau Claire is encouraging residents to use the service request form on their website to report any potholes they come across directly to the Streets Division so they can start working on repairs immediately and keep area streets as smooth as possible. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Stace Keene. It's back-to-back for the Badger women. Wisconsin is back on top in women's college hockey. They beat top-seeded Ohio State 3-2 yesterday to win another national title. It's Wisconsin's 9th championship, the most in NCAA history. A man is facing multiple firearm, drug, and other related charges after being arrested on property owned by Girl Scouts in West Bend. A spokesperson with the Washington County Sheriff's Office says that Paul David ran a drug operation in a home on Camp Silver Lake with his wife and two kids. Girl Scout CEO Anna Simpson says an employee is now on leave for their alleged involvement and they're denying any knowledge of prior connections. David is out after posting a $75,000 bail and his next appearance in court is due in May. The idea of government-run grocery stores is getting talked about by a candidate who's running for governor. A new proposal would let Wisconsin open government-run grocery stores. That idea comes from members of the Legislative Socialist Caucus, including Francesca Hong, who says too many communities don't have access to affordable food. Their plan would be to spend about $100 million to launch and support a public option, which would focus on neighborhoods that need them the most. Some grocery stores that have closed recently say theft is one of the reasons that they have to cease operations. The bill doesn't have a path forward this session since lawmakers have already adjourned. And a resolution is aiming to remove funding towards the Flock automatic license plate reader for the Dane County Sheriff's Office. It cites concerns raised by people who live in the area, state policymakers, and privacy experts about data sharing and use beyond the system's original purpose. The resolution was introduced at a Dane County Board of Supervisors meeting on Thursday of last week. If adopted, it would remove the funding and prohibit further money from being used on that system. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college hockey. The Wisconsin Badgers win the national title by beating Ohio State in the finals of the Frozen Four, 3-2. The Badgers' Claire Enright with the winning goal in the third period. The game played on the Penn State campus.
And here comes Enright to the net. Walks in. Oh, it's good!
No words, like I'm still in disbelief, but yeah, no shot is a bad shot, and I'm just so proud of everyone. We came together as a team and we just believed in each other.
The Badgers winning the national championship for a second year in a row. NBA, Bucks on the road tonight. On the West Coast, they face the Los Angeles Clippers. The Bucks coming off a win Saturday night in Phoenix. They beat the Suns 108-105. Baseball, Brewers got clobbered by the Cubs 12-0 to finish out their Cactus League schedule. They'll open a two-game exhibition series tonight in Milwaukee against the Reds before the season opener this Thursday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.